Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Two vicious beatings on the Lower East Side have left four homeless men dead and another critical. The details are still coming in right now, but we know there were two separate incidents. In the first, two men were attacked at Doyer Street in the Bowery around 2:15. Then hours later at East Broadway and Catherine Streets, police found three more victims. All of these men may have been sleeping when it happened. Edward Ferguson is a formerly homeless man who used to wander in the area. He tells 1010 Winds.
Well, I think this is so dramatic. This is an atrocity. I mean, think about it. It could have been me. I mean, many years ago. But, you know, why would somebody do that? Why would they do that?
Police have taken a 24-year-old man into custody. He was stopped on Canal Street and apparently, the police say, with a studded metal bar on him. This suspect is also said to be homeless. Nine firefighters and one civilian recovering after a nasty blaze in the Bronx overnight. Broke out around 8 p.m. in the top floor of a large six-story building on the Grand Concourse in Mount Eden. Quickly went to five alarms. 20-year resident Melvin Rees told Channel 7.
It was in the ceiling, you know, it was electrical, and it just happened so fast. I only had time to go get the dogs and a couple of things.
Resident Felicia Gibbs told CBS 2 News it was a shock.
I was in the bed, me and my husband went in bed, and we just started smelling smoke. So I went out and I told him I think it was a fire, so I went to look out the window, and that's when I saw the fire trucks outside. And I looked up and I just saw the smoke coming off the top of the building.
More than 200 firefighters were on the scene. It was brought under control around midnight. Most injuries minor, none considered life-threatening. No official word so far on a cause. Police are still looking for the suspect in a deadly shooting in a Bronx subway station last night. Chief of Transit Edward Delator says a woman, her son, and a man were in the East 167th Street Grand Concourse station when the boy's father confronted them.
During the dispute, an unknown male drew a weapon and fired one shot, striking our victim in the stomach.
The unknown male turned out to be the woman's current boyfriend. The boy's father died at the hospital. Police questioned the woman, but there's no word so far of any charges or arrests. It's a deeply disturbing accusation against the New Jersey organ transplant program. They are accused of keeping a man alive on life support for a year to prop up their survival rate. That allegation against Newark Israel Medical Center is part of a ProPublica report. NJ.com says the state health department's now reviewing the claim. The report says a man underwent a heart transplant in September of 2018, never regained consciousness, and they kept him on life support without ever telling his family he wasn't going to recover. The report quotes one director calling it unethical but necessary because you haven't saved anyone if your program gets shut down. A spokeswoman for the governor says he's deeply troubled and the administration's reviewing the matter. The impeachment inquiry is taking more twists this morning. New York Times reporting a second whistleblower may come forward, another intelligence official with concerns and more direct knowledge, New York Congressman Elliot Engel.
I think we now have another potential whistleblower, but I believe where there's smoke, there's fire, and I think the American people believe that too. And as we have more and more people as witnesses and more people coming to talk to us, I suspect there'll be a lot more smoke and a lot more fire.
This is U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, a Trump appointee, is due to testify Tuesday before the committee's handling the inquiry. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is telling Axios he learned of a possible quid pro quo between the administration and Ukrainian government from Sondland. Johnson says he asked the president about it, who told him he'd never do that. That word comes as the Pentagon orders the preservation of all records related to Ukraine. And Democratic leaders subpoena the White House and Vice President Pence for documents about contacts with Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress is simply working to uphold the law.
Not any of us came to Congress to impeach a president. This is very sad time for our country. It's a very somber time for our country.
Mr. Trump says Democrats have opposed to proceed, but will pay a tremendous price at the polls. A Republican Congressman, Andre Carson of Indiana, is questioning his party's handling of this.
Members of Congress have a duty. We can't be afraid. urging my Republican colleagues who fear one tweet from the president could jeopardize their reelection efforts to think critically about the preservation of our republic and our democracy.
Mixed reactions from other Republicans.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney, who lost the 2012 election to Barack Obama, tweeting that asking China and the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is both wrong and appalling. But Florida Senator Marco Rubio says it was Trump poking the press.
I think he did it to provoke you to ask me and others and get outraged by it. Like I said, I mean, he plays it like a violin and everybody falls right into it. That's not a real request.
Overall, members of the GOP have been largely silent on the issue while Democrats continue the impeachment inquiry. Jeff McKay, Washington.
Well, this is a good day to stop off at your friendly neighborhood firehouse. It is FDNY Open House Day. More than 200 firehouses and EMS stations across the five boroughs will open to the public from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 to 3 p.m., depending on the firehouse. Event runs today and tomorrow. The department is giving out some 15,000 smoke alarms, plus fire safety literature, coloring books, and kids' helmets as well. Commissioner Nigro says they welcomed more than 12,000 New Yorkers to the event last year. And, of course, they will still respond to emergencies during the open house time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.